What's up, y'all? So today's episode is actually going to be based off of a meme that I saw on Facebook today. And the meme basically reads, millennials don't stay at terrible jobs. If we don't do anything else, we won't be miserable for 30 years. And it spoke volumes. I could have flipped the table. Because it speaks to exactly what we're facing as millennials in the workplace. I feel like every millennial has gone through this, and I think this is where we clash with the baby boomers. So just to speak, so we're clear, millennials are, I believe, 1981 until 96, but baby boomers are obviously right after that, and then, you know. But we're basically talking about how we're no longer standing for, you know, like the working for a place that we absolutely hate for 30 years just to say that we had longevity, or that we held a job down for that long, or that we grew with the company, or we're not doing that no more. It's about our peace first of all, even though I don't want to be cliche, because that's, man, y'all are using that one up, man. But ultimately, it kind of sums up to be exactly that. We're not banking our peace on a decent job anymore, or whatever you guys consider that to be. Me myself, I think, previously being in the job market, I've seen that jobs are now selling experiences to employees. So the rules have changed dramatically. I remember when my dad and my mom would tell me about how they would have to go to jobs, and you gotta walk to the job, and you gotta have your resume ready, you talk to the owner, you ask them, and you follow up, and we didn't cut up the whole walking out. If it doesn't say easily apply on Indeed, most of us not even applying. If that's serious. But what I'm saying is that technology has changed that era so much that we're no longer operating in that same system. We have the same end results. We'll follow up via email, or we'll follow up, or we'll do our research on the company and know what we're talking about before we speak to you via your website or a YouTube video. But beyond that, everything that you want us to know needs to be accessible, and everything that we need needs to be accessible concerning you. And like I said, most jobs are selling experiences now. Most jobs, everything on Indeed right now is going to tell you that it comes along with a great benefits package, 2 weeks or more of vacation time, sick time. Some of them I've even seen unlimited vacation or flexible vacation. And yo, it's crazy out here right now. Like, jobs are giving you more benefits than they've ever had, and that's to keep us honest and truthfully, because they know that we are no longer that generation that's going to break our backs for a job. And it's not that we don't love the job, that we don't care about the job. We absolutely could love the job, but if it's not allowing us to live our life and to not be stressed out to the point where we are, you know what I mean, dying younger and looking older and not being able to travel and enjoy our family and our friends, it's not it. I'm not doing it. We're not doing it. We are definitely not doing it. And some of the things that our parents and the people that came before us had to deal with, like, lack of appreciation. Absolutely not. Jobs, like I told you, are selling experiences now. Each one of them is doing parties for the employees, if not monthly, but you know what I mean? All the time. Like, they are definitely catering to the employees now, and that's something that people before us don't even understand. You know, there's really a myth that millennials are just unprofessional and lazy, and that we don't want to put the work in to complete anything. But the problem is, my problem with that statement is that we hear that from people that don't understand technology. People that don't understand that it no longer takes all of that in order to complete a task. Like, why do I have to break my back in order to do something for you guys? Like, I don't have to be out here sweating and you have to see me stressed for a task to be completed. That time has now passed. That time has now passed, and we are now celebrating our lives. We're now, if you're offering us 2 weeks and a half of vacation time, we're taking it. We're no longer telling you, oh no, I don't, nah, let me get that, and let me get a little bit with that sick time, to be totally honest with you. Stop playing with me. But this episode, you guys, is just kind of like it's a spark. So this is going to be more of a part two, part three. I want to actually get some of you guys to actually come in and chime in and tell me some of you guys' experiences with jobs or terrible jobs that you guys have encountered, times when you quit, times where you have ghosted. Tell me all of it, yo. I want to hear it all. So next time I come, probably next week sometime around the same time, I'll be dropping one, but it will include somebody that I consider a good voice to explain their experience, and we'll probably go down the line. I'll talk to a few of you guys, and we'll get you guys' experiences and why you guys previously left jobs or why you decided to stay where you are. So, we're wrapping this one up, and I'll talk to you guys next time.